Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Oh, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply. Gamblerware.org.
Why do 98% of people fail and only 2% succeed? That's what we're going to discuss today on The Advisor. Joining us is Captain Garuda Hassan Moamina, and he has lost 155 pounds, was on this big weight loss journey. He competed in Mr. America, and he is here today to tell us about success and how we can succeed in life by sharing his own experiences. I just want to send a big shout out to our audience and our fans, and to Dr. Bradley Nelson and iHeartRadio for your sponsorship. Please do not forget to like and subscribe so we can continue bringing you amazing content like we are today. It's really awesome to see you, Hassan. How's it going?
Everything's great.
Everything's great. Good, good. Mm-hmm. So why do people fail? What's going on?
Let me be honest with you. Mercy and kindness. Before, I remember when I used to be fat, why many times I failed for losing my weight. I know that I used to respect others to be nice, but unfortunately, one big mistake, I did it, and most people, everybody do it. When others do bad action, efforts, whatever, to our life, we don't forgive, and we try to revenge like Avengers, or to do any other action, or just to keep it in our heart, so we feel pain all the time. Or we just scream and not accept the situation. I remember before Steve Harvey, when he said, forgiveness is for you, not for any other else.
Yes, I believe that too.
So the same thing, when we talk about to be like a bodybuilder or businessman or whatever, or even losing your weight, is not about diet, it's not about... The most simple thing for to be a great bodybuilder is to recovery. How we can recover if we put the pain in our heart by repeating in our mind the bad experience from people's words. I know that people's words could hurt more than the action, but we cannot prohibit that. It's like when we're walking in a Z world and everybody walking like a walking dead in the street. And they are survivor. People want to live. They don't want to die. So the survivor, to survive and to have good mentality, to keep going, they have to do right action, try to move on and try to move the bad experience to the trash. But most people, they don't do that. They try to forget about the good experience, and every bad experience, they memorize it. And that's the failing from, because it's about mentality. Like, let me give you an example. Women's, mostly, they wish to get married, but they don't want to have an experience from someone like rebellion guy or someone to try to prove he's always right or he's always strong. And the strongest example is like Undertate. Undertate is the worst example in the history about humanity. Yani, I know he made succeed, but he made succeed about stealing. Or like, let's say, there are a lot of people have the same problem of rebellion. Do you remember the Simpson Bart? He's a rebellion guy. And he say, eat my shirt all the time. He, at the end of the series, he became a failure guy. No future. He got divorced maybe many times in some episodes. To show you the reality, this is not right. Why worldwide we have rebellion guy? Because those guys, some of them, they had been controlled by their family, overload, and when there is a real action, like after graduate from university or whatever, they said, "Help yourself. I'm not responsible about you anymore." But you controlled him from the whole life, so how he can help himself? That's what I see mostly in Arab countries and on many Asian countries. That's why they become rebellion and they become failure. If you try to see, for example, those guys, because they are failure, when someone like Andrew Tate tried to offer them, "I make millions and I can make you a millionaire like that," blah blah blah, then they try to think the same anger situation and to purchase the course. And at the end, this course, I know it has a value, but you can take it for free in YouTube. It's the same information, same everything. You don't need to pay like $49 or whatever for this kind of courses. It's better to save your money and put it for something else, like making a domain or making website or making. The reality is patient, to be patient, Yani. Like, first, for example, losing weight is something amazing, but you cannot do it in one day. When you think your body is like an enemy, you will never achieve it. So think
Yeah.
about it, just a process, daily process, to do it by the right way and be forgive yourself at least, Yani. You just say, "Hello, I did mistake. I will fix it later, one by one. It will be fixed." The same thing when I just think it as a daily habit to change my routine, to be a better, to have a better mentality, better emotion, step by step. And I think about tomorrow it will be better, after tomorrow it will be better. The best just got better. Then when I was thinking like that, I started, yes, not just losing weight, but also to compete in natural competition or natural bodybuilding competition. To be honest with you, most people, they fail in bodybuilding or they depending on steroid or TRT. Why? Because they don't have ability to recover. They work all the time. Plus, they cannot yani stay, calm down, relax, or to recover. So we don't have when they don't have these options, of course they will need this kind of recovery. But when you try to at least, okay, you have a job, you have these things, but at least to try to calm down, to relax, to able to go to sleep. But when you're thinking too much, you will have high cortisol, same like when you watch plus 18 films, you will not be able even to have a good sleep. So sometimes we need to remove these negative thinking, even sometimes that this unnecessary discussion, like between husband and wife before they go to sleep, they need to make it another time. Because when it's time to sleep, it's to sleep. Need people to relax. So the same thing every day. So let's say, for example, about why so many relationships, marriage relationships fail, because the mercy, like when someone, he's a loser, they're thinking, he's failing, he's a failure. But when you see sometimes a woman, okay, the woman, of course, must be merciful with her husband because he need that. I know today you're going to be strong, but the next day you will not be strong. The same thing with me when I was sick and have a flu, strong flu. While I have a strong body, the only person who stand with me was my wife, no one else. That's why sometimes I try to give excuses when she angry like that, because hormonal changing is not for the woman, it's for everybody. When we have bad emotions, we have high cortisol, when we have recovery, when we have leg day, it's normal. But the good thing that I know losing weight could be hard, especially emotional mentality. But remember, this is like a mentality training. Yani, like when we have muscle failing, we have also nerves failing, but later we also can recover. Like the same other episode when we talk about how to use the supplement for mentality recovery.
Yes. Yeah,
So the same.
absolutely.
So the main idea, if you want to be successful, at least for example, let's talk about the business. When you do business or whatever, when you're not able to be flexible with everything, I know the life is not perfect. There is a positive thing, there are negative things, but at least there are something much better positive than other negative. Like when we say, for example, Hollywood, I know no matter Hollywood is hard to work in it, in acting, whatever, but look at the positive thing. There are legal contracts. There are things protect even the kids' rights for movies. It's protected. They try to assist the kids' mentality to have a better, healthy lifestyle so they can keep acting, give a better performance. But look at, compared with kids' channels on YouTube, so many kids' channels is really bad. While it's good, it gives good content, but look at the parents who manage these channels. Maybe they could not give the kids any penny for the money. Keep it respect, and they use them like worse than the cow. The cow, if you do like that, they will not give enough milk. That's why I stopped watching kids' channels like before, because it's not like what was we thinking about. So the same, in a philosophy, forgiveness lower cortisol, reduces inflammation, and improves sleep. Even a small argument before bed raises cortisol more than many unhealthy habits ever could. So when we talk about, for example, when people asking how about losing weight needs mentality recover. For example, when I start losing my weight, I start going to swimming pool because emotional mentality was really bad. So the swimming pool helped me to calm down, reduce. The coach told me, don't think about you're gonna lose weight. Just think to be fine. If you be fine, everything gonna be achieved. That was the greatest advice from my swimming pool coach at that time. Just do any workout. Just enjoy. By the time you will learn step by step, in just maybe like 6 months, I was able finally to wear pants. Before I've never able to wear pants, real pants, and I first time to wear like from Timberland. That's make me happy. I can wear something valuable because I lost my weight. So it was achievement for me. While I still obese, but it was a great achievement because it's not possible to wear Timberland if you are that obese. So the same thing, if like that, look at the small achievement and look at the value. So you keep in progress. And
Absolutely.
also,
Little steps every day make a difference.
And also, I know learning mercy is hard these days, but try. Because it's just for you. And for those people who they are failures, I'm just telling them now, be kind, be mercy. You will not go, for example, to coffee shops hearing F words from the barista, and then he will gonna ask you to buy a coffee. Mostly you say that I'm gonna leave. Because you need experience. The same thing when I stay in a five-star hotel. Five-star hotel is more sensitive. Why? Because one mistake about experience, people will never go back again to that hotel. And if you compare with other hotels, people they could go even with bad experience because they have their own customer. But the five-star hotels, one bad experience means the hotel could business down.
Yeah, because they have some people have high expectations for them.
Yeah, the same thing, Yanni. In like for example, when you go to the room of a five-star hotel, you have a good smell, a clean sheets, you have a clean toilet. And your emotions make you able to sleep well. That's the greatest experience. The room itself. Forget about the swimming pool. Forget about the lobby. The room itself, it's amazing. When you have a good smell, when you have a clean sheet, that's enough. That's
Yeah, a hundred percent,
it.
100% makes you feel so good.
I still, until now, love Holiday Inn. Holiday Inn for me, it's like for family, it's like everything. A clean, have a swimming pool, have a great experience for the kids to go outside the swimming pool. So the same, almost everything like that. So it's about experience. When we see people, not kindness, that's a bad experience. And to be honest with you, I learned from the cat a great thing in life. Sometimes we need to shut up our mouth to keep silent. Why? To focus. some like let me give you an example. When we keep some time not to talk, just sit, try to do something else. If you look at the cat, they don't talk at all, but they sit, they calm down, they try to watch, they focus, and maybe focusing much better than us. Why? Because they don't need to talk. Everything is done by acting. That's
Yeah.
why they are focusing with the act better than the language. And they know if what does it mean this, what does it mean this? When there's someone look at by eyes by a specific way, what does it mean? So the same thing, everything in life. When we try sometimes to calm down, we can focus much better. That's why people in when they are in jail, for example, like in the federal jail, why they are able to build more muscles and have better performance because they can focus. You don't have too much access or availability or someone to talk, so you can focus in yourself, whatever in learning or muscle or workout or anything else. That's why I could see them in some shooting when people they sh give them a shooting with the camera. Have a look how they do the workout. It's amazing. It's more than
Yeah.
amazing because they can focus in one thing, one topic. So the same thing when mentality is the number one. Kindness and also mercy help to recover faster. And like Steve Harvey said, forgiveness is for you, not for other else. I know people if they don't deserve forgiveness, but forgive him just for yourself to remove this headache in your heart. And so you're able to sleep, able to recover, able to eat properly. When I have a problem with stress, I mostly we're gonna have diarrhea, not able to eat well, and sometimes vomiting. And that's why I don't like stress.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do 2% of people fail? Because they're not able to have discipline?
They're not able to forget about the
Or 2% of
negative
people succeed,
experience.
sorry, 98% of people
The
fail.
2% succeed. The 2% succeed because they try to forget about the negative experience or the bad experience. They try to think about the positive experience. They try to think to keep move on, keep in progress in anything in life. What and even any if we had, for example, some bad experience about the life, whatever, having. If we have bad experience for dating or whatever, it's okay. Let's move on. One day we're gonna have something much better in the future. If a new husband or a truly husband who take care, whatever, this is the life. We should keep move on. If we already know we did not do anything, just keep on. Don't give up. Because
Yeah.
it's your right to have a healthy lifestyle, to be fine, to have a good family, to have happiness. We call it bahagia. So the same thing, yeah. In having this what these thing, I know it's right, but need to push yourself. Don't give up because the whole world, they are positive people and negative people. But remember, the 98%, they think too much negative. That's why they cannot keep going. Comparing also between each other, like when we watch in the social media, this guy is much better than me. This guy has more likes than others. This comparing make people jealous, make people thinking negative, make people never think about what did I achieve in my life. That's why they go to the next to the bad stage, or you can say like the devil go inside and try to say bad things to destroy your life. The real enemy in our life today, because I know it's Halloween, the real enemy is the devil because he don't want us to be happy, don't want us to be successful. So don't listen to these shits and remove it from your head and try to start your own life. You deserve it. You're a human being. Even the animals don't accept these things in their life. How about you? How you can accept it?
Absolutely. I think we need to be easier on ourselves. We need to allow ourselves to have all these wonderful things. We have to stop comparing ourselves to other people and enjoy every moment of life. I feel like a lot of people are so serious, and joy and fun are two of the things that help you have a fulfilling life.
To be honest with you, even Arnold Schwarzenegger, if he don't take care about mentality, about recovery, he will not be able to be a bodybuilder. If you check the, like for example, in the 70s, which they called the golden era bodybuilders, after they finish the workout, they go outside, hanging out, eat together, do some good activities. Some people they could singing, some people they do some acting and stage, sing some comedy concerts or comedy stage, try to say some jokes because that helps recovery.
Yeah.
And even me, sometimes I go to karaoke clubs to try to sing, try to do not only for eating, but try at least to eat with others, to go outside, ask my colleagues, let's eat together. That's the same thing. And
Yeah, life
sometimes
is
we
so much
create
better with
jokes.
other people.
Sometimes when we think about even losing weight, we create jokes like, I prefer to lose my tummy, but not my money.
That's a fact. That's a fact. What was the weight loss journey like for you?
Again, the question, I didn't understand it.
What was the weight loss journey like for you? Was it hard to have discipline every day?
To be honest with you, the pain of exercising and eating properly or diets plans or like that or following a diet is much better than the pain from the people or the awards people in the community because they are busy for others. They are not busy for themselves. That's why they are losers. So don't think about them. Think about yourself. Your life, your family, your kids, if you have kids, your wife or your loved one or your girlfriend, whatever, think about them. If you don't have anyone in your life, maybe you will find them next to you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today and for talking about real life and what it's like to enjoy
The
life.
last message I would like to say. Be kind, be strong, be human being.
Yes, be a human being. So many people are not able to sit still because they're unable to sit in silence and actually think and feel and think about what's going inside internally. We outsource our power to things that are outside of ourselves. And a lot of times we hold the answers inside ourselves. It was so fun talking to you today. We are so excited about your weight loss and your journey. What's next for you? What are you working towards now?
I'm working to achieve Mr. Olympia natural. I know that's a hard mission, but I believe that if I did it, I'm gonna put the hope for millions of people to have a better healthy lifestyle.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, when is that competition?
Still far away. I still need to join amateur competition for IFBB. If I won
Okay.
this competition, then I can able to get a pro card. From the pro card, I can join pro competitions. Usually, they're required to collect points or to win competitions to be qualified for Mr. Olympia. Mr. Olympia is the highest level; it's like a World Cup. But I'm
Good for
planning to
you.
join the Classic Physique one day.
Good for you. We're excited for you. All of your fans in the audience are cheering you on. You'll have to document it and keep us up to date on how that's going. Do you still exercise every day?
I still exercise, but because I'm a natural, after I lost my weight, I don't have fuel like before. But at
Okay.
least I can do 3 days, 4 days a week workout, and that's perfect for me. But I'm trying to find a new strategy to how to make it 6 days a week naturally. But that's need to understanding the volume of exercising, how to do it properly. And that's
Yeah.
going to take a long time.
Yeah, consistency and rest days are okay. Rest days are days where we need to integrate.
To be honest with you, pain is my steroid. Being patient is my GH. And keeping in progress is my TRT.
Yes.
This is a succeed.
I love that. I struggle with patience because I like to see. I've just always struggled with patience. It's tough for me, but I know that the best things in life take time, and the best things in life take consistency, and the best things in life aren't easy.
Makasi, thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We look forward to again following your journey, cheering you on. Where can people find out more about you and where can they see your videos and where do you sell your book?
My books is available in all store, Walmart, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and all other web famous websites, and also can be found offline in store and bookstores. For my They can follow me also in my YouTube channel, Captain Garuda, if you search. Also, I have my new app. You can find it in the link below. And I also provide for all the audience to download it for free. No need to charge for that, because I don't think about the money. I think about the value for the people to give it.
Yes, amazing. Do you have any last minute comments today before we go?
Keep lifting, keep fighting, keep flying.
Yes,
That's
I
my
love
words.
it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being here. And to our audience, thank you so much for being here. Show up every day, do something for yourself, enjoy life. Life is meant to be fun, it is not meant to be serious. It is not meant to be spent working your butt off. It is not meant to be spent competing with other people, scrolling social media. Get rid of the bad habits and start living for yourself. Take care, everyone. Until next time.